You are listening to your local voice, KGPR Great Falls 89.9 FM and KGPR.org streaming online. My name is Gabriel. Today we've got an episode of Electric City Currents, a new program we're doing with a little bit more shorter form interview to bring you knowledge of all the workings going on in our community. Today I'm joined in the studio by Ellie Weber. She's the Director of Education at the Paris Gibson Square Museum of Art. Just a reminder right out of the gate that it is free for you to attend, and they've put on a lot of great shows as the year goes around, exhibitions and gatherings and such. So thanks for coming in today, Ellie.
Thank you for having me. We do programming that's from pre-K all the way to seniors.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know that a lot of people do know that the museum is free if you want to go and check out an exhibit or go to an artist reception or things like that. But there's also a number of both paid and free classes. It's an incredible resource for people if they want to take a class that interests them. So talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we have quarterly classes that are paid for, and we also have scholarships. So those of you listening, if you look at our website and see classes that are really of interest but maybe seem a little bit high in price point, just call the museum. We have a certain amount of scholarship money that we help assist people to take classes, and we really hope to bring new faces into the museum all the time. So those quarterly classes run on a sort of seasonal schedule. Mm-hmm. Those are youth and adult, and then there's all ages within that. And those are always varying. So we have sort of the standard clay classes we often offer in our continuous sort of in our programming, but we're always trying to bring in new classes for the community and for our instructors to try new things. So we have quite a few new classes actually that are coming up in the fall. Fall programming is almost all on the website, so it'll be up real soon and starting in October, and those typically run on 6-week sessions. But we also do workshops, so weekend workshops, one-day workshops, and those sometimes fall outside either end of our 6-week programming.
And I think I know the website. It's the-square.org. Is that correct?
It is, yes. Yeah. And so, you'll see an education tab.
Exactly. So the-square.org is the place to check out the schedule of, in many cases, free art classes going on. And what a wealth of opportunity that people should take advantage of and certainly know more about. That's one of the purposes of this discussion that we have here, is so that people do know that this isn't just a museum, like a destination to come and experience something, but you can be part of the experience. And what a great function, not just as a museum to be able to put together and curate such wonderful shows and exhibitions, but to, you know, uplift the community too.
Exactly. And we do have a lot of free programming, like Gabriel said, and not all of that is on the website. You'll see some of it, most of that is housed under what we call the Love for the Arts program. So some of that is on the website. That includes things like senior drawing. We're about 8 years into senior drawing class that meets every Tuesday afternoon. That is always free. And we welcome new faces always to that. It's not always just drawing, so it's a little deceiving in the name, because we do clay and other sculpture sometimes in that class. Dan Price has taught that for about 8 years. We also do, we have our Curative Art Collective, which is our teen program that meets every Tuesday night. And from 5 to 7, we make or to dinner together or for the teens, and then we eat dinner and then we make art for at least an hour every Tuesday throughout the year, just like senior drawing. And then we have other programs within our Love for the Arts program. So we have a continuous program with Easter Seals Goodwill. We do programming with that group, and then an annual exhibition every year that's coming up here at the end of fall. And then I'm starting a Veterans Arts program actually, so that's going to be housed under our Love for the Arts program, but it will be its own program. We're really excited about that program, partnered up with the local vet center here. That will meet bi-monthly, so every other week, and we'll switch media every month probably, so yeah, we can move through different materials and ways of working and expression. And that's geared to start here also in October, so we're really excited about that. That will be a free program for our community veterans.
I heard about that during the when Sarah Justice was visiting. She had mentioned that was in the works, and I'm really excited to hear that that's coming through. I know that people are probably welcome to contribute to those sorts of things or make a contribution towards those sorts of programs They'd do that through the website as well, find more information, or they could probably call if they wanted to. What's the phone number at the museum?
It's 727-8255.
Okay.
And yeah, you can always call. I'm still trying to put together some more information on the vets program that we're starting here soon with the Vet Center. So yeah, give a call if you know of anybody who's interested, or you're interested, or if, yeah, you want to support that program. We intend on this being one of our programs that is throughout the year and for many, many years to come.
Yeah, well, I salute that vision, and I didn't even mean that as a pun. But quite literally, I think that we need to recognize the not only the works that have been done to kind of keep America free, and every soldier's real commitment of their own life on the line, but also like reintegrating back into being a human with a full sense of emotions and their own artistic expression. And art is such a multi-avenued path towards recovery, or towards like reclamation of yourself. And I think that that has the potential to be a real powerful, and also with the community nature of bringing people together, that's a real great opportunity to heal. So well done with your vision there.
Thank you. I know that
you've been on the job for a number of months now, and came back to Great Falls actually to take this job. And so we're glad to have you there, because I know being the education coordinator is probably a pretty multifaceted and busy task.
It is. It's busy, because a lot of these programs that are free are funded by grants or private donations, public donations, and sponsors. So yeah, the part of funding and creating programs, a lot of creating programs is about funding. Mm-hmm. So we have funding for this Veterans Arts program for at least a year. Thank you so much to everybody who helped support that vision at our auction, our 24th annual auction that we just had. Really grateful for that.
I'm glad that you met your goal, actually, because I remember that was going to be one of the kind of side fundraising things along with the main fundraiser of the auction. And I was out of town, but it looked like a great event. And kudos to you all there for what you're doing. And also just reiterate to the community, this is the museum is a contemporary art museum. And they've always got a little something different. And one of my favorites has always been the Lee Steen Gallery, because you go in there and it's just playful creativity from the Montana landscape. But there's never a dull exhibition there. I mean, every room is kind of a new adventure, or every hallway. And also with all these local classes going on, this is a free resource, a mostly free resource that we encourage you to take advantage of, to check out more about, tell others about it. Get your kids involved. You know, art is good at all levels, but really it exercises a whole different sense of emotions, of internal dialogue within the self, besides just this realm of words we live in. And I think it's not only important, but I think it's vital to being a well-rounded feeling human being. So,
and society.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a form of healthy expression, which is a lot of what we're trying to create in the Veterans Arts program, but also just a modality for play too, which has been a little bit more difficult probably for many of us as we become adults, but also in our current state, it's a little bit harder to find time to really play and enjoy and curiosity within that. So
more important than ever.
Yeah, exactly. I'd feel a little remiss if I didn't mention that we also have a large grant or contract often through the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. That's another free program that we do through the museum. And it's often with the school district, but with other local organizations, and we went into rural school districts. We'll know our contract here coming up soon for the year if we are granted it again. And that is a program for youth, so up to 21 years of age, actually. But we specifically work with a lot of students with 504s or IEPs. So if you have students out there that have an IEP or a 504 and they're interested in art, just reach out to me at the museum, because I'd love to be able to try and find some programming that we can build in through that contract.
Well, that's awesome. That's another, I mean, there's so many facets. You guys are really actually an engine of activity here in this community. And thanks for that. And also thanks to the businesses who support on an annual level and with larger gifts, but also people who give smaller gifts. I know you can be a member there too. Mm-hmm. And that helps sustain things and really just helps broaden the foundation, so you can kind of courageously take on these new ideas and keep funding the old ones and really just continue to be an important part of creativity in Great Falls.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
One last maybe thing that we're trying to start too is we're trying to create more programming for the deaf and the blind and or hard of hearing or loss of vision. So if you also have anybody out there, we're looking for instructors. I'll put out a call here really soon, but we're trying to create programming that is really consistent with our quarterly programming within those populations in this community. So
that's a great idea. And would you invite people, the best contact for you directly on any of these sorts of things? Is that still to just call the main square?
Yep, you can ask.
Email you or?
Exactly. Yep, mm-hmm. You can call and ask for me, or my email is just ellie@the-square.org.
Okay, very good. So check out everything coming up about quarterly classes. So thanks for coming in and tell us about it. And thanks for being part of our local voice here at KGPR Great Falls.
Thank you very much.